104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and as promised, we're going to have a look at the Sheffield Shield clash between WA and Queensland from the Wacker Ground in Perth. It was an epic finish to a great game of cricket. Plenty of runs scored throughout the game and a tantalising run chase at the end, seeing the Warriors end up victorious. They batted first and made 6 for 436, a very impressive display at the top of the order from Cameron Bancroft, 171 for him. Marcus Harris, 65. Sean Marsh, 95. Hilton Cartwright, 44. And Sam Whiteman, 30, not out. 3 for 64 for Steckerty and 2 for 80 for Wildermuth. And Queensland, in reply, went past the WA total, 8 for 446 declared. Some great batting in there at the top of the order from Lubashanga, and Chris Lynn doing very well, 101 for him and 89 for Heslett. James Hopes, 37, not out at the back end of the innings there. Michael Hogan, 3 for 59 with the ball. 3 for 61 for Cartwright were the best of the bowlers for WA. They wanted to make a game of it, WA, and they certainly set about things brilliantly with Sean Marsh and Michael Klinger both making centuries in a total of 5 for 291 from 57 overs, 109 for Marsh and 102 not out for Michael Klinger. Bancroft backing up his runs in the first innings with 45 in the second innings, 3 for 38 for Wildermuth, the best of the bowlers. And Queensland unable to chase down the runs required. Joel Parris finishing off at the end with a magnificent display of fast bowling. Queensland all out for 257, not before Hempfrey made 102 and Lubashanga backing up his good innings in the first innings with 52, and Joel Parris, the pick of the bowlers, 4 for 78, Michael Hogan, 3 for 64, and the victory keeping the season alive for the Western Warriors in 2015-16. Make sure you stay with us. We've got some National Rugby League to talk about for you real soon. And plenty more great music coming your way right here on 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio.